This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Maslyn, M-A-S-L-Y-N. Last name is Todd, T-O-D-D. Date of birth is 12/2/1933. Date of evaluation is 12/5/2023. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 90 years old female who was readmitted to this facility on 12/3/2023. Period patient chart reports wedge compression fracture of T11, T12 vertebra, osteoarthritis, Alzheimer's disease, GERD, hypothyroidism, COPD. Low back pain, muscle weakness, here she's a poor historian and could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement to this facility. She thought she was in, quote, Texicana, unquote, and her family was going to move her to Michigan, period. She did not know today's date or who the current president is. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Patient talked about her two children. And believe that her son lives in Arkansas and daughter is in Texas, which is probably not true. Period. She wasn't sure if she's still married or her husband is living. Period. She acknowledged feeling confused and getting forgetful. Period. She admitted to feeling depressed at times, but denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. I had previously seen her on June 27, 2023 at this facility. And at that time, her conversation was rather delusional. Period. She was admitted here on Zoloft, memantine, and duloxetine. Period. Patient reported that she worked as a nurse. She denied any prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations. Next paragraph. A review of systems of general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, and skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, under social history, education, current occupation, retired nurse, relationship, widowed, number of children, a son and a daughter. Next paragraph, legal issue, difficulty with the legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review, form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 133/79, pulse 69, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately ignored, demeanor, cooperative motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes confused, associations concrete, I'm a trouble finding words, thought, content, denied any suicidal or homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, impaired to place and time, memory recent and remote, impaired attention, concentration, poor fond of knowledge, poor judgment, and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Sertraline 25 milligram once a day, memantine 10 milligram at bedtime, and duloxetine 30 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Alzheimer's disease unspecified, G30.9, plans continue, memantine, number two, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21, plans continue, Sertralin and duloxetine as prescribed. Number three, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate with the mood disturbance, F02.B3. Plans, support provided, encourage participation in activities, therapy, period, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99304. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, SNRI, and memantine, risk-benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and of dictation.